Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Ronge, Amy Mark scores with you on a snowy Tuesday. Ronge, I saw this story from Yahoo Finance yesterday, and the headline is what grabbed me because I'm worried. I'm not sure I'm where I need to be. I'm actually pretty sure I'm not where I need to be. And the headline is, what do people regret the most when they retire? And I feel like you said, it is everything. I regret everything.
Is all of the above an option?
Is all of the above an option? Well, I've got the person that we can ask, a senior columnist for Yahoo Finance, and that is Carrie Hannon. She's also a career strategist and an expert on retirement and entrepreneurship. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
All right. So both my co-host Chris Ronge and I are a bit worried that we're not where we need to be. and this headline, I just
can we move in with you? That's the first question.
That's right.
well, join the party. I mean, it is. You know, it's kind of a frightening time for many people when they get to retirement. And as you were just saying, it's like, what do they regret? Lots of things. But truly, the number one thing, and this is no surprise, is that they regret they didn't really take saving for retirement seriously early enough. And, you know, that's pretty easy to kick it back, right? There's lots of other things to spend money on, and it seems so far in the future that it's hard to get your hands around it.
Yeah, you mentioned in your story that less than 25% of retirees are very confident that they will be able to maintain a comfortable lifestyle throughout their retirement. The estimated median household savings among retirees, excluding home equity, is $71,000. So how much money should retirees have, and how concerned are you about this low number, 1 in 4?
Yeah, I mean, it is a little daunting. And frankly, it's like oftentimes when you ask people how much they should have saved for retirement to live comfortably, right, that they absolutely look like deer in headlights. They have no idea, and they kind of throw a dart, you know, they guess. And so, you know, for each person, it's individual how much you're going to need. But truthfully, your expenses in retirement are not going to drop down as radically as you might think, as, you know, from what they are today. So, or right prior to retirement, I should say, depending on your age, you have a lot of other expenses perhaps, but you certainly want to be able to move forward with, you know, roughly what you were spending pre-retirement.
It is, the numbers are pretty stark when you ask or poll people whether or not they feel like they have enough in retirement that they can be comfortable. And it's more than half. When you include everybody, I think that includes not just people close to retirement, but people who are millennials, Gen Z, Gen X, that a lot of these folks feel like they just have not saved enough. And many people feel like they couldn't in the moment save because they needed every last dollar to live. So for somebody who is in that boat, who says, look, I'd love to have saved more money when I was 30, but I feel like I needed every bit of my income to live.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you need to, you know, but to whatever age you're at, you can still do this. You can take control. And a lot of saving, the secret to really saving successfully is to automate it, right? So from each paycheck you get, just carve some out of that, even if you aren't working for an employer that has an employer-provided retirement account like a 401k, if you can have an IRA or something, an individual retirement account, that you just automatically put it aside each paycheck, pre-tax, You really don't even notice that. And it's hard to imagine, but it's true. If it's out of sight, out of mind, you get it rolling. And it's establishing that habit. And so I think the best thing to do is really get disciplined and focused on what you can do right now, even if you start small and then slowly ramp up how much you set aside. But as you said, if you're very close to retirement and you're looking back with regret and saying, why didn't I? Why didn't I? You know, cut yourself a break. It is a tough time. A lot of people, you know, we're in charge of our own retirement savings now, and not many people are really up to date with financial literacy and understand investing and all of those things. It just is kind of mind blowing. So I think that it's okay, but it's time to sit down and make a plan. It's never too late to do that plan. And I like advising people to work with an advisor, a fee-only advisor, if they can. It's an important thing to have an unbiased person really look at everything, the holistic look of what your retirement budget looks like, how much you have saved, and all the different categories. It's not just straight money and investments. It's your home and all kinds of other things that you might have around you. But there are also some other regrets besides not saving enough that I discovered with people in my column.
What are some of those main regrets other than not saving enough? Because that, I mean, and you said like starting saving too soon. That's such a big one. What are the other ones?
Yeah, I think it's true. I mean, money certainly is the big one. You hear people wringing their hands about, but there are other things that happen, and when they look back, and I think these are cautionary tales for people who haven't retired yet, right? To pay attention to. They feel like they tapped their Social Security benefit too soon, and they turned on those checks earlier than they needed to or should have to get the biggest bang from them. There are lots of psychological reasons behind that. In some cases, people actually do need that money right then, and I totally get that. But for folks who can wait, initially, you can start accessing your Social Security benefit at age 62. But if you can wait to your full retirement age, which is usually 66 or 67 as we move forward. But if you can get to 70 at each of those marks, that check gets bigger. And if you can wait between your full retirement age and age 70, it jumps up 8% a year, the amount of your check. And that's then for the rest of your lifetime. So with people living typically longer lives, if you can afford to hold off as long as possible to dip into Social Security, you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck there. And that's a really great thing for people to keep in mind. But psychologically, I think a lot of people say, it's my money, I want it now, and I don't really know what's going to happen with Social Security, right? So that's an understandable one.
As you said, financially, that is the number one thing, and anything related to finances is the number one regret that a retiree has, because that's, you know, it's you have a finite amount of time to earn money in your lifetime. And if you don't feel like you've done enough, that affects everything, right? But sometimes it's just about time itself. Did you find that people are or wished that maybe they had retired a little sooner so they could have done the things they wanted to do if they had the luxury to do them?
Yeah, I think, gosh, that's such a good question. There's like two schools of thought on that. I found a lot of people that wish that they had retired later because of mostly the financial piece of it, but also working, it really isn't always such a bad thing because it provides a network, a social network. Psychologically, it gives you a sense of being relevant and needed, and it gives you all kinds of health benefits of use it or lose it, right? So there is this sense that sometimes people wish they had stayed in longer because they love what they do and because they also need the finances and the financial end of it and all the good things that come with that. But you're right. There are some people that say, gosh, you know, I wish that I had stepped off earlier and really been able, because we don't know how long we're going to live, and really been able to take advantage of a life, of each day in my life, and not been working this whole time. So there is, you know, that some people who absolutely love what they do, and that really does make them happy. And others just say, hey, I've done this, now it's time to move on. So I think you raise a good question there. But I think it's important for people, this is retirement is something that is a word I'm not a big fan of, because it's like you're stepping back and stepping out of life in a way. But people need to think about when they retire, what are you retiring to? You know, so take the time before you step out of the workplace to say, you know, what are the kinds of things I want to do at this stage of my life? What's going to bring me joy? Is it, you know, friends and family? Is it traveling? Is there a hobby that I've had to, you know, forget doing because I was so busy working? But it's really, sometimes people get to the end of that and they lose their social network. Their routine changes and they no longer feel valued, and they kind of can get depressed. So I think it's really important to have a plan. So if you think you can step out early, by all means do it, but have a plan of where you're going to.
This is, we're talking with Carrie Hannon, senior columnist for Yahoo Finance. Carrie, what about debt? How do you know if you're retiring with too much debt? And is there some kind of ratio or algorithm that you should look for?
Oh, boy. You know, again, that's tricky to come up with a hard number. But what I will say is that debt is a dream killer. And almost if you can do anything leading up to your, you know, retirement years to really whittle down that debt, get financially fit, really work on getting those credit card debts down and so forth, because while you're still earning, because this is something that is just going to really, you know, linger with you as you move into your retirement years and you're not earning. And I think that, you know, I think it is also something to note, to be fair, that some people said in one of the surveys I looked at for this column for Yahoo Finance was, you know, nearly half of them said that their debt was a stumbling block that prevented them from saving for retirement. So again, it's something that having outstanding debt when you retire can really trip you up. And so I think that's something that we have control of if we can start early to whittle it down before we retire, so that it does free you up to be able to spend on the things that you really want to and that will enhance your life.
Carrie, we actually have a listener who called in, has a question, I believe, about Social Security. Aggie, go ahead with your question.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if this is an answer you can help me with or a question. When I signed up for Social Security, I was 62. I was ready to do that. And I did not sign up for prescription D. And they did not tell me that if I didn't sign up right away, I would have to pay penalties for the rest of my life. I was not on any medications. I was healthy. But now I find out 2 years later, I have to pay a penalty for the rest of my life because I did not take that out. Is that something you can help me with or give me an answer to why that has to be like that?
Thank you, Aggie. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Yeah, that comes under the old Medicare umbrella. So that's something that there are places you can turn to for help to try to, you know, tease that out and kind of find out what your possibilities are now, because the Part D really does come with your Medicare coverage, which generally isn't until age 65. So I would need to know a little more about your specific situation, but there are some very good outlets there that you can look to find some Medicare help with that and your Part D.
We also, or you mentioned in your column that there is a little bit of good news, though, that a lot of this feels overwhelming to people, especially as you're getting closer to the retirement age, that maybe you haven't done enough or you've made some mistakes. Was there good news in what you were able to find?
Yes, I love it. You're a person after my own heart. I always try to find the you know, the glass half full kind of perspective here. And so,
oh, yes, me too. Yeah, that's what I'm known for.
Oh, yes. He is known as Mr. Positive.
Yeah, big positive guy.
Well, I love it. So, yeah, in fact, you know, retirees in this one particular study I looked at with Transamerica said that, you know, in general, retirees are happy and they have close relationships with their family and their friends, and they have a pretty positive view of aging. And I will say I found an earlier Gallup study that came out last year that said the same thing. They said, you know, people worry so much that they're not going to have enough money in retirement but you know what, when they actually get to retirement and they interviewed those same people after they retired, and a couple of years after they retired, And they, everything was fine. It's almost like we adjust, right? Like there's so much anticipation of the unknown as you lead up to retirement And sometimes when you get there, you know what? Hey, it's really quite good, and that they are enjoying spending time with friends, and their, you know, health is better than they expected. But again, it's really important to lay that groundwork. You know, stay physically fit as you move towards retirement. Get financially fit as you move toward retirement. So I think that's really important for people to realize that there's some great years. You've got a lot of runway ahead of you. And my gosh, if you retire even at 65, you could very well have almost, you know, two plus decades, maybe three decades ahead of you. So what you can do to be healthy and fit and financially secure can really provide a stretch of living that is something we can all look forward to.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for your time. This has been awesome. We would love to have you on again. I know we've got more questions. Our listeners do as well. So we'd love for you to join us again.
Well, thank you. You two are terrific. Keep it up.
Thank you so much. That is, or start saving.
Now?
Help! Carrie Hannon, senior columnist for Yahoo Finance. She's also a career strategist and an expert on retirement and entrepreneurship. She was awesome. We'll have more questions for her in the near future for sure. He's Chris Ranji. I'm Amy Mark Scores. Did You See This is next.